Priscilla, Priscilla, Rangel, or Rangel, 10-8-2000. Today's 2-9-24. 23-year-old young woman comes in today with cough, congestion, abdominal pain, diarrhea, achiness, leg pain, arm pain, chest wall pain, and nausea, and just feeling terrible all over, period. Any paragraphs? She did have a COVID immunization done a couple years ago, but none since then. Medical problems negative. Current medications, none surgery, none social on her period now. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She works at a bank, never been pregnant. Has a boyfriend, never been married. She's alert, she's awake, no distress. Review of system, as above, allergy, no drug allergy, family history, mom and dad are healthy. Flu is negative, strep is negative, COVID is positive. She weighs 100 pounds, 99%, 99.1, 16, 94, 109 over 63. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs, zero on TMs, red, pushed to pharynx, red, inflammatory, non-focal skin, shows no rash, or mucosa with hand lesion. Number one, as far as the COVID is concerned, she received Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now, then Z-Pack, Madrol, Dospac, Bromford, DM. Next numbers we talked about Paxlovid. She wants to hold off at this time because of side effects. Next number, she will let me know in 24 hours how she's doing. Next number, because of her arm and leg pain, we looked at her... We looked for DVT. None was found. There was no evidence of PVD, of course. There was no blood clot in the heart. Echocardiogram showed no abnormality. It was done because of tachycardia. Next one was abdominal ultrasound for nausea. Showed no gallstones. Kidneys and liver were within normal limits. Next number, soft tissue showed lots of lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, follow-up next week. Next one's blood work is up to date from previous, from her physician. Next time, if she's not better in 24 to 48 hours, we'll talk about Paxlovid and get her started at that time. Thank you.